As the Treasury moves ahead with its plan to shore up the country's troubled banks, there are increasing calls for the government to do more to help troubled mortgage holders. All kinds of proposals are popping up, and to talk about them, we called Guy Sikala. He publishes an industry newsletter called Inside Mortgage Finance. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Could you briefly outline a few of the proposals? Do they differ widely in their approaches?
No, they're all very similar. Most of the homeowner relief programs are aimed at keeping homeowners in their home to various degrees, and they all provide some sort of loan modification, reduced payments, or some provision so that theoretically the borrower has less financial stress on them. Where they differ is whether the financial institution retains the mortgage, whether the mortgage is somehow refinanced into a government program, or whether the loan is returned back to the lender and there's a lease arrangement, but they all have the end-all goal of lowering payments for borrowers and keeping them in their home.
Is, though, the goal here keeping homeowners in their homes, or is the goal to save housing prices?
All these plans are a timeout for the property. They keep a borrower in the property even if they're behind on the mortgage or whatever, and these homes aren't going on the market under that scenario. And a case could be made that if you're taking a huge hunk of the housing stock out, offline, so to speak, how is that going to help us establish a bottom in the housing market? And it's kind of operating under the premise that if we take these houses offline for 5 years, we'll wake up in the year 2012 or 14, and somehow the housing market would have cured itself and housing prices are normal. I'm not sure I believe that.
What do you see as the best solution that's come down the pike?
If you ask me, as a housing expert, what do I think is the best way to get us through this housing crisis, it's basically to do it as quickly as possible. And that, unfortunately, means foreclosing on people, perhaps having a glut of houses temporarily, but then having investors or whoever come in, buy up those houses and establish a floor, and then you can start moving up from there. You know, we've seen situations now where people have been foreclosed on and then move next door to rent a house for half what their mortgage was. I'm not so sure they're any worse off at the end of the day. You know, we have no idea that a lot of these people don't have any money saved up. They can't make their mortgage payment. What makes us think they can fix their furnace or their air conditioning or even a leaky roof? And it comes home because most of the houses that go through foreclosure, at some point they see unbelievable damage in the house. And it's not from vandalism, it's from neglect.
The government has encouraged people in these last few years especially to buy homes. It's been a mantra of several recent administrations. And home ownership did rise to nearly 70%. Do you see home ownership rates slipping back now?
Yes. You know, I don't think necessarily it's good for this country to have home ownership at 70%. It may be that a 65% level or even a 60% level, which is what we more historically saw through the 70s and the 80s, is more reasonable and more economically viable for a country and for many home buyers.
Why is 70% too high? Well, why is it too many Americans to own homes?
What we saw in the last few years was a whole groundswell and change in mentality so that housing was no longer just a place to live. It was the best, smartest investment anybody could make. Perhaps one-third of the home sales in 2005, 2006 were investor properties. And we need to change that mentality because anybody who's been around knows that housing can be a good investment over 20 years or 10 years, but when you start shortening that period to 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, it's not a great investment. And you really need to go back to a mentality that you want to live in a home, and that's the primary goal.
Guy Sikala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.